Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Right. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 30, 2, 30, 3, 30.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
The every guy, your blue collar guys.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon, 30. That means it's time for Week in Review. Dale is out. Andy Hart and Steve DiAssi are in, so you guys can relive some of the great moments that was the week. On Monday, Steve, we were in together, and we were talking about the very low-scoring Super Bowl that took place. I wanted more points. I am a proponent of points, but this gentleman called in and said, you know what, you're not always going to get that.
Every Super Bowl is not going to be an offense explosion.
True. Truer words have never been spoken. I think it's very fair to say that it's not always going to be an offensive explosion.
You like it better when it is a explosion.
I do. I prefer the offensive explosion, if we're being honest. I really do. Our buddy Fitzy called in from the parade. Fitzy was on a duck boat.
Yes.
And so on Tuesday, our buddy Fitzy decided to give us a call.
What was the craziest thing you saw, whether it was on your boat or in the crowd or wherever?
I've seen people use different body parts that are on their chest that look like O's to write different words, like, you know, good health. People were literally offering me, they held up their 5 and 7 year olds and they're like, I'll throw you my child if you give me the sweatshirt. If you throw me the idol, I'll throw you the whip, Andy, but be on a duck boat full of absolute nobodies and have a liquid lunch of full-on Boston celebrations. This is my favorite.
How does your life ever get better than this?
I really don't think it is. Guys, do me a favor. Please forward any autograph requests and Super Bowl DVDs to Betty Ford. Hey, guys, and I just want you to hear from a few friends. Hey, say hi to somebody. Really, we really couldn't have done any better than that. That was our correspondent. That was our man on the scene.
What was he talking about? Was he talking about nipples?
Boobs.
Yeah.
Boobs. Yes. They were spelling things with their boobs?
Yeah, there were O's.
What were they spelling?
Balloon?
No.
Goon?
I saw a picture of...
Spoon. I don't know.
I saw a picture of two people with the number six around
you
them.
You what?
I saw a picture of people with the number six drawn around there.
Can you show me that during the break?
Yeah, what is that?
It
doesn't make a whole...
It was men.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Wait, are we talking about men or women?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Andy, were you on a boat? You on a duck boat?
Yeah, no. Did you get on a duck boat? Did you get invited on a duck boat?
We have to work. We do our show on Patriots.com.
Oh, we have to work.
Some people
Please
have to work.
Take a day,
We're
would
professionals.
You? We're take a day, Hart.
This is the business I have chosen.
Yeah, take a day. They
Live
can't get
from
you
the duck boat would have sounded real
That
would have
been real nice. That would have been a nice
moment. I've
pitched
it 3 straight years, yeah. And 3 straight years it's been shot down by those above my pay
Well,
grade.
Something tells me you're going to be pitching it a 4th straight year.
I don't think so.
Patriots
take the field.
Versus the field. Take the Patriots. Greg Dickerson was in on Tuesday, and he has some pretty high standards when it comes to movies.
I'm excited to go to the new Lego movie on Friday.
Oh, you're going to go see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we're a little different, you know.
Yeah, a little
You guys,
different.
You guys no, and sure me are a little different place in life.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure the Lego movie's fine.
The first one was great.
Really yeah, good.
This one was outstanding.
It was really good.
First one was pretty good.
I saw the Batman one, too.
The Batman one was great, too.
It won awards.
Ninja. No, it did. It was up for Academy Awards.
It won awards.
Not the movie in itself, but certain things about the movie were up for Academy Awards.
That was any good.
Oh, well, it won awards.
Well, obviously pretty good if it won awards.
Movie. All right, if you win an award, it's got to be good, right?
The Rolling Rally
have you ever won
is,
an award?
Yes, I have, matter
yeah,
of fact.
Yeah, what? Huh?
Best
Pal?
Talk show? That's not true. I never won Best Talk Show.
No, I don't
Yet.
Think you did.
Yet.
Did you even win Best... Oh, co-host with Dale Arnold.
No, yes. I lost that. That we did a voting. I lost that spectacularly.
You know what I watched on the flight back from Atlanta?
Lego Movie. Lego Ninjago.
No, but similar. I watched Smallfoot. Is that what it's called?
Littlefoot, he's like Schindler's List. Like,
and Winnie the Pooh. People were mocking me. What's Winnie the Pooh? A kid's movie. A nice light-hearted kid's movie on a little 3-inch screen.
No, why would they mock you for that? No.
Because they're not nice.
I don't get it.
They're mean.
Right.
They were kind of hard.
Who was did you do it with the sound or without the sound?
Well, I had it. I mean, it was
subtitles.
Right. No, I had
you just
my
had closed captioning on Winnie the Pooh.
They didn't have to hear it. Like, they were both good, by the way.
Oh, bother. Awesome.
Tremendous.
Oh, bother.
Ant-Man and the Wasp on the way down, not
can you
great.
Can you do a Winnie the Pooh impression, Hart? Are you an impressionist at all?
No.
You want to hear mine?
Give it a shot.
More of a Eeyore.
Oh, bother.
Hey, not bad.
Where's your poo? Give me your poo.
Oh, bother. Like pretty good. Isn't that what he sounds like? I've never seen the movie.
Do poo.
I just did poo.
I thought that was Eeyore.
No, poo says the same thing.
Does he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
Eeyore's the one who's always
pull
down.
Up. Yeah, you know he does.
Poo is upbeat.
Nah, poo's kind of a stick in the mud, too. He's always looking for honey. He's got his own
issues.
Well,
he is British.
Sure.
The whole movie's set in Britain.
He just said, I did poo.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. Bringing some class to the show, finally. Now, this is something that everybody can do this weekend. Here's some ideas for the weekend.
You don't drink wine and be a Rob Gronkowski tight end.
Unless, of course, it's a bag of wine. Because that's just a good time. You could spike it on the ground,
but it
won't break.
Yeah, but
you ever had the old bag of wine?
I hear it's pretty good time. Now. I hear it's pretty good. Back in the day, the bag box wine was
garbage. You didn't get it for the taste. You got it so you could throw it at your friend, and then he picks it up, smacks it, drinks it, throws it on the ground. It was a good time. You pull the bag right out, you smack the bag, then you twist the cap, and you drink it as much as you want. Then you close the top. And then you spike it on the ground, doesn't break. You could throw it out of the second floor of the window. Doesn't matter. All that stuff was great. The one problem is every, 100, 200 tosses, you might break the nozzle. If the nozzle breaks, there's wine everywhere.
Mm. You guys big bag of wine fans?
No.
What do you mean?
Wait, but are you sure it doesn't break if I spike it?
The bag will not break.
Pop. The
bag
tried this?
Will not break. Oh, yeah. Too many tries in college. The bag
really?
Does not break. You can smack it with all your might. The bag will not break.
Sounds
the
like
nozzle,
a challenge.
Meanwhile, may break. Yeah, do it up. Take a video.
Smack
tweet it
my
out.
Bag of wine up.
Yeah, pretty
sounds
good.
Sounds like a night, honey.
Nice Franzia or whatever, some high-end wine like
sounds
that.
Like Valentine's Day.
It plan. Sounds like a real party this Thursday.
But bags That's of wine have become more acceptable, socially acceptable.
Bags of wine have, yes.
Yes,
it's a
definitely.
Nice gift. You can stick it right in the fridge. You can twist it, right? That's how it works?
Yeah, but I've definitely seen
take the bag.
People that I think take are relatively high-level social gatherers.
Me,
right.
Specifically me.
Kids.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I hope it's not kids. It's a 21-plus event if you're going to take part
you know
in
what
it.
I mean by kids. 20-somethings.
I don't. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah,
I had to clarify.
Actual kids.
Well, I had to clarify.
You can always
Europe
someone.
Kids drink wine, right?
They do.
Bags of wine
they do.
In
it's,
Italy?
It's legal there.
They have bags of wine in Italy?
Is it legal?
Yes.
I don't think it is anymore.
On Wednesday, we had Rob
on
Bradford
Wednesday,
in on
legal.
The show.
No
Rob Bradford. Rob Bradford, you would say what? First thing that comes into your mind is what? Baseball writer? Probably.
Sure.
Big baseball mind. The hot stove season's been going on. Let's
awful.
Be honest, not a lot going on. But we thought, what better time than Wednesday when Bradford was in to get the Bradford Baseball Minute.
We need a Rob Bradford Baseball Minute.
I don't want to do a baseball.
You're doing one.
Your stopwatch. It's time for the Bradford Baseball Minute.
Perfect. Here we go, Rob Bradford. You are on the clock. You have 1 minute. Give us all the baseball news fit to print.
I think that sums it up.
Rob?
I think that sums it up.
We have more from Rob?
Who's the closer of the Red Sox next year?
Oh, let me tell you. I wrote about this today. Craig
Holy crap! What was wrong with my question? Rossi had to get it out
because you were too general.
He had no idea. He was not prepared for the Bradford Baseball Minute. It was really a sad state of affairs.
Well, he is the guy that slept through Joe Kelly signing with the Dodgers.
That's true. We thought if anybody was going to have the Joe Kelly news, it would have been Bradfo.
It
was not Bradfo.
He was on a red eye.
No.
Perfect. Here we go, Rob Bradford. You are on the clock. You have 1 minute. Give us all the baseball news fit to print.
Did you guys forget to turn his mic on?
See, no. He was shocked. Well, now, to be fair, we did not tell him we were going to do that. But still, you're the baseball guy.
And
give
was,
us something.
He was all hot
he just
and bothered
wrote an
right before that about Mike Napoli. So he was all ready to go.
Yeah, right.
And then
That's
Keith
true.
Throws a general, not even question, statement at him. And he just
really, it could go in any direction. And the one he chose was nowhere.
It's whatever you want it to be. Right. And he just had nothing.
Perfect. Here we go, Rob Bradford. You are on the clock. You have 1 minute. Give us all the baseball news fit to print.
Don't. What? Just nothing there. Nothing there. All right, on Wednesday, out of the absolute blue, we had a caller call in who had a nickname for Jared Goff and a nickname for Sean McVay. Not sure why, but he did.
I just got a couple nicknames for you guys. For
nicknames?
Yeah, well, not for you guys, for Jared Goff and Sean McVay.
At this point, let me stop it. At this point, I was like, do we allow this to continue?
Heck yeah.
We didn't mention it, and Rossi usually has a quick trigger now on hanging up on people, but he didn't do it. So we hung through with this gentleman, and here's what he came up with.
I just got a couple nicknames for you guys for...
Nicknames?
Yeah, well, not for you guys, for Jared Goff and Sean McVay.
Okay.
I like Jared Goffle and Sean McRunavay.
You like those at all?
I kind of like them.
You guys, you like that one, Hart?
That was a lot of setup for not a lot of pay.
Now, should I share with you that the Patriots Football Weekly boss, Fred Kirsch, some people are familiar with
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
Actually did the exact same thing on our show yesterday. He led our show with, I came up with a couple nicknames for Goff and McVay.
I like Jared Goffle.
Nope, not what
I mean. McRunavay.
I kind of like McRunavay.
Did you really?
Fred Kirsch's were... Sheen McVay, because he thought he looked sweaty and
what?
Shiny from the get-go of the game.
That is
he was
brutal.
Overwhelmed.
Brutal.
And Jared Goff. He coughed. It's a Goff cough.
Oh, those are worse.
That's worse.
That's why these are better.
And Sean McRunavay.
McRunavay is good. It's got that little accent thing, like, what did you just call me?
I don't like it at all.
I like names.
Yeah.
You didn't live through Fred Kirsch's.
No, I didn't. I didn't have
this
to.
This was an upgrade.
I didn't
I had
have to.
A lower floor.
But then on Thursday, the king of nicknames, the guy who brought you phony Michelle, Mark James, was in as a third man in. Andy, what was that? So he had. Try these on, see how they fit.
I said it the day after the Golden State game. Garbage Hayward.
Okay.
Garbage Hayward.
Yep. It's and.
Super Bowl 53.
Super Boar 53?
That's better than Garbage
Super
Hayward.
Super Boar 53.
Garbage Hayward is one of the worst nickname attempts I have ever heard.
It's not great.
It's not funny.
Admittedly.
There's nothing there.
It's just trying way
too
hard.
No, I know. Yeah.
At least phony Michelle. Okay, I get
yeah,
it. It rhymes.
Nah.
It's kind of funny. You think
and it blew
a fraud.
Up on you, so it makes it even funnier.
Right.
No, that's true. Now, this during the parade, one of the videos that really took off on the old internet was the fight. You see
nice.
The brawl. There's a lot of guys having a good scrap there.
And the guy in the gray hoodie who put his hood up and got the hell out of there.
Yeah,
I like
it. Smart move. Smart move.
But there was a fight that has picked up a ton of steam. It's gotten like millions of views. So what was it over? My guess is it went a little something like this. Brady's the best. No, he's better than the best. You can't be better than the best. Oh, yeah. And then fights. And then a lot of times what happens is there are guys out there in the world, and trust me, I'm friends with a few of them, that just want to fight. Like they just, there's no reason for it. So they might see a fight between three people and say, here's an excuse for me to get into a fight. That happens all the time.
Don't you guys think? It's like a one-on-two,
yep.
maybe, and then they're like, I'll get in on this. And you're like,
sure.
No, you have nothing to do with it. You don't know any of these guys involved. Like,
yeah, but you knew somebody's...
somebody in the face.
There's an injustice going on somewhere. You just hope you pick the right side.
Pick the winning side.
the winning side. Take a quick look at the combatants, and then jump in there.
Every day on the orange line to high school, that was going on. And after a while, you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Now, if you guys see a fight like that going on, what do you do? Do you keep walking? Or do you take out your phone to film? Or do you jump in?
How drunk are they?
This is going to be you, Steve.
Exceedingly drunk. How drunk?
We've had three drinks.
Me? Three
yes.
drinks?
All right, 14
Who's
drinks.
Counting?
14
three,
drinks.
Three drinks. That's
I'm taking a snooze.
That's a nice morning. That's all that is. Jeez. What's wrong
what
with
were
you?
The options?
Ross, you either jump in on the fight,
that's
you
not
film,
the
or you keep walking.
None of them. I'd stop and watch.
Yeah, I think I would watch. I wouldn't film it.
What if there's like two guys beating the crap out of one guy?
Well, this is where I come in.
It depends on how angry those guys and how large those guys are.
Right.
If it's like two small dudes kicking another small dude, maybe I'd stop the guys from kicking them like on the ground. But if they're all just like meatheads, I'm not trying to get punched in the face.
I'm not trying to do the right thing.
No. When you take one of the guys out, and then you hold him hostage, and see the other guy stops.
Just blow it out on your size.
I have a gun now. All of a sudden,
no, you grab square him off. Right, you don't have to square off. Throw him down, and then get out of there if you want. At least you stop for a minute
and give the guy getting beat up a chance to run.
Give him a fighting chance.
I would join in with the two guys kicking.
We just learned something about you.
I'd put that guy in the Boston Crab and make him tap out, and then I'd go my merry way. Yeah.
What a
what do you think of that? Slap on a figure four, Rossi?
Worst kind of guy.
You don't think I would?
Rossi camel clutch? Just proved himself better than you.
Oh, yeah, because he's such a hero. Guy. He's such a hero. I'm sure he would do all these things that he says.
Listen,
easy to talk behind a microphone, Rossi.
Oh, because what are you
put
doing?
Put it into action.
Oh, please.
You're just
I've
talking,
done it.
Too.
No, I know.
I've done
I
it. On
this.
The Orange Line, there has been a brawl.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
That I wasn't going to high school at the time, but it was after a Bruins game, and there was these guys just brawling, and I just saw this one guy getting pounded in the face.
He might have deserved it.
It doesn't matter at that point.
He could have been like a molester or something. How do you know the guy didn't deserve it? What if they finally caught this guy? They've been looking for him for years. They finally
caught
him.
It was like a 14-man fight. I don't think it was a one-guy brawl.
It just so happened that they were all drunk at the Bruins game and came out at the same time.
Correct.
What a stroke of luck that the molester was there.
You guys are all going to hell. But meanwhile, I grabbed the dude's fist and I held him back. Because I don't like that. I hated seeing this fight and everyone just filming and walking by.
What
Jump
would you
there.
Have done? That
Try
was,
to help
that
the guy.
That scene was such chaos.
It was.
You couldn't tell who was on whose side.
But when someone goes to the ground. Yeah, but when someone goes to the ground, you got to help that
you
guy.
You shouldn't kick that guy in the face when he's on the ground. Have some.
You just said you would.
I was
rules.
Joking. I wasn't going to join up with those guys. I would go on the power play and start destroying that kid.
What about the kidneys? Can you kick him in the kidneys? I know the face is off limits. I know that's.
Yeah, leave the moneymaker alone, would you? You're right after the kidneys, no problem. This was one of the calls of the week as well. Liz called in yesterday. She was getting really upset.
You are driving me bonkers. So I have a really long ride and I'm listening to you going on and on about the spade, about Julian Edelman, yada yada. Listen, he helped win the Super Bowl. Fans in Boston right now, I don't think we care a hoot about 10 years down the line. Let's talk about the here and now and say thank you, Julian. You did a great job.
You did a great job.
The guys did a great job.
Thank you, guys. You did a great
everyone
job.
Everyone who's, I know he did the whole PED and...
Right. He's a cheater, Elizabeth. What do you think? You like root for cheaters? You have kids, Elizabeth? You think it's good that your kids root for cheaters?
No.
Cheaters, Elizabeth. Cheaters!
It's horrible.
Well, it's horrible. It's horrible. Right. I think it's horrible as a parent that you would allow your children to root for a cheater.
Elizabeth, how old are your kids?
I don't have any children.
Oh. Good. I'm glad you don't, to be honest with you, because your kids would be rooting for cheaters.
Elizabeth, before we let you go, Edelman Hall of Famer?
I would say, I'm no professional, but I'd say at this point, no.
So there you go. We're driving her bonkers.
She got
apparently.
The answer right.
Yeah, she did. She did. All right, that's going to do it. That's
so you guys were ripping Edelman. Is that what the yada 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 was?
Not really. I just said he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but then people hear that and they're like, you think he sucks? And you're like, no, I don't think he sucks. Okay. Not a Hall of Famer. It was unanimous amongst the group.
She didn't want us talking about the future. She wanted us talking about right now.
Yes. So you weren't discussing those stupid columns about how he shouldn't have been allowed to play in the game because he was suspended
no,
in September.
No, that is dumb. Yes. That is a baseball thing only.
That was
so
one
no,
of the dumbest
not,
columns I've
that.
Ever read.
No,
and I
really
skimmed
dumb.
It.
That was really
was
dumb.
It Nancy Armoire or something?
It was Nancy Pelosi.
No, I don't think it was.
No?
Different liar.
Right.
What? Oh, sorry.
Oh, Steve, we're not
sorry.
Going there today.
Sorry.
We're not. We don't have time for
no
that.
No politics
they're all,
today.
They're in Washington, D.C. Of course they lie.
All right, we're going to turn our attention back to your phone calls. The Celtics, as the NBA trade deadline has passed, and it looks like they are the front runner for Anthony Davis. Plus, Michael Irvin will join us early in the 1 o'clock hour here on Dale and Keefe Sports Radio, WEEI.
I just got a couple nicknames for you guys.
Nicknames?
Not for you guys, for Jared Goff and Sean McVay.
Okay.
I like Jared Goffel and Sean McRonavay.
You smack the bag.
Oh, let me tell you, I wrote about this today. If you win an award, it's got to be good, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.